Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,314. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
I'm on.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Ted versus the FCC. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack.
Trigger to draw.
All right, here we go. An Airbnb host comes home to find 23 religious people camping in their backyard. To the Ukraine, where a naked man is blocking traffic and is punched. And he is punched hard. Meanwhile, a naked Louisiana man punches a 72-year-old Walmart worker in the face. Hasbro pulls a doll from shelves that giggles when you touch its place. And a Florida caretaker arrested after beating on an 88-year-old patient. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we start in Ukraine, where, as Miles said, a man deliberately blocked traffic by walking down the middle of the street. He ended up getting punched in the face by an angry motorist, either because he was slowing traffic or because he was doing it while he was naked. In Germany, people laughed at a man, took pictures of him as he had to chase a wild boar that had inadvertently snatched his laptop. You see, he's sprinting after the animal, and people started taking pictures because he was doing it naked. And maybe you're sensing a theme here, because for whatever reason, the news is littered with people that are inexplicably naked. For example, in Louisiana, 72-year-old Walmart employee. He was assaulted by a naked customer. In Florida, a homeowner had a physical confrontation with a burglar climbing through his window, who happened to be naked. In Texas, as routine as a drunk driver, police pulled this woman over. She wasn't just driving drunk, she's also driving naked. Now look, there's a time and a place for being naked. Showers, locker rooms, sexy time, Thanksgiving dinner with family. No? But I think we've all had that unpleasant moment, or pleasant, depending, of unexpectedly interacting with someone who's just not wearing clothes, even though you really wish they were. And that's what today's question is. Who did you see in her birthday suit? And was it good or bad?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the jaws and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,314. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is an absolute guarantee. We are in the midst of a positive Friday. It's going to be a great show for you today as we talk about nudity. We got a little Ted versus the FCC coming up. Steve and I were up until at least 3:30 last night coming up with tongue twisters for Ted. And today we're going to talk about nudity. And man, oh man, when you look at the news today, there are a lot of strange stories. And a lot of them are somewhat kind of bizarre.
Mike already told me. He said, man, I get a feeling that today, his top three news stories, I get the feeling that they are all going to meet somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. We start in the Ukraine.
It is just Ukraine, for God's sake.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
We started Ukraine. A naked
man. That's a good call. Why does everybody put a the in front of it?
I have no idea,
but Ukraine's like, there's no the. Stop saying, that's like saying going
are
to.
Are they saying that?
Yeah, because it's mad? Like going to the Walmarts. Apparently old people are like, have you been to the Ukraine?
You could say United States of America. You could say the United States of America, right?
But we're cool with that.
I guess I wouldn't say I'm going to the Canada.
Right. I'm going to the America.
Okay, fair enough.
I think they, yeah, right? And don't confuse them with the Russia.
I'm heading to the Mexico. I guess that doesn't work either.
Yeah.
Oh. Naked man walking down a street deliberately blocking traffic got more than he bargained for when a driver got out of his car to confront him. He was standing right in front of this guy's car. Frustrated driver delivered a surprise punch which knocked the naked man out cold.
It's not a surprise
punch. He was looking at him eye to eye.
In the middle of the road.
You're staring the guy down naked in front of his car. You cannot be surprised that driver got out and punched you.
Footage shows the man strutting down a busy road against traffic, forcing vehicles to steer away to avoid crashing into him. Passersby watch in disbelief and some laugh at the shocking scene unfolding before their eyes. The naked man, yeah, he stands in front of a white car, crosses his arms, demanding the driver move out of his way. Well, the driver tries to steer his vehicle, but he can't manage to squeeze past the narrow gap. Frustrated, the driver emerged in the vehicle to confront the naked man. All of a sudden, after a few seconds of conversation, the driver throws a hard punch across the man's face, sending him crashing to the ground. A video of the punch was uploaded to Twitter and since gone viral, gained millions of views. It's not known if any arrests or charges were made in this deal. We will say this, and I think Steve or Ted, you guys were saying it in the office when we saw this yesterday. This is not the first time this guy has thrown a punch.
This was one of the cleanest, quickest punches you'll see. And he knocked this dude clean out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you could tell by his body language, like, hey, naked guy, I don't know who this driver is, but you could tell by his body language, just the way he stepped to him, like, this guy's about to beat your ass. But to naked guy's credit, I don't even think he unfolded his arms. The whole thing. I'm not going to move.
But he definitely got knocked out. That's a fact.
I mean, you can tell when somebody's going to hit you.
That's the problem. Now you got a naked man. Now you got a naked man, and he's laid out in the middle of the road. He's not completely out.
That is not a problem, as our other coworker pointed out. He said, but yeah, now you can drive around him.
Somebody's got to go get him out of the road, right? We don't see that far in the video. They kind of stop.
That's why they pay the EMTs.
All right. Well, hopefully some came and took care of that guy because he definitely was in la-la land. Now we head to the Germany, where a naked man gave chase to a boar and her two piglets, much to the amusement of fellow sunbathers. Adele Landauer, an actor and life coach, took photos of the chase at a popular bathing spot and put them on Facebook. Nature strikes back, she wrote, adding that the man laughed it all off. He gave it his all, with not a stitch on, she reported. I then showed the photos to the man. He laughed soundly and authorized me, go ahead if you want to, make them public. Mrs. Landauer provided more details on her Instagram, saying the incident was a good example of someone preserving to achieve their goal. There were many nude sunbathers at the spot when the wild boars appeared. While the man was bathing, she writes, the boars calmly ate a pizza from his backpack, and then they were looking for dessert. They found his yellow bag and decided to take it away. But the man who owned it realized it was his bag that had his laptop in it.
Yeah, he's got a reason to chase this boar.
So the pigs grab the bag and take off running. So he was very focused to try to get that back. The onlookers adored how he focused and came back with his yellow bag in hand. We all clapped, congratulated him for his success. I guess there is a strong tradition of naturism in Germany, where in summer it's quite normal for people to strip all off in parks. I guess free body culture, or FKK as it's known for short. The incident comes just 2 days after a particularly bold urban fox in Berlin was found to have walked off with dozens of people's shoes, which they had unwisely left in their gardens to dry out.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, as the lockdown continues, many reports of animals just becoming more daring, and there have been a lot more boars that have been seen in some of the Berlin suburbs. I wouldn't think that if I were to go to Germany, wild boars would be something that I would be running into, but I guess that's the thing.
I didn't think so either until I read that story.
But it makes sense. It's the land of schnitzel.
Yeah, I guess
they've been down with the pig for a while. That's, sausages.
Do they call it wild schnitzel?
I don't know. I do, but I like the term of the other one, the urban fox.
Yeah, the
urban fox, starring Jackie Brown. Who did you see in the birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Now, Miles, you live in Fremont. We've all seen the naked bike riders. I think we can appreciate the point that this young woman is trying to make. She says, as a young 20-something woman, I hadn't seen many actual naked normal people, occasional sex scenes or whatever, but not regular people. Then Fremont's naked bike ride really woke me up to what normal bodies look like.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And weren't you disappointed?
And trust me, there's always that one guy in the beer garden 3 hours after the ride.
Right.
He has decided that clothes are still optional, and he's not wearing any.
That's fair.
And he's standing there, you know what I mean? And
you're realizing, his paint is melting off.
Yeah,
it's different when you're purple. No,
here's the issue, is that paint doesn't, like, melt off. Because I watch this guy. Like, I always think they're cool. Like, man, I wish I had the guts to ride around naked on a bike.
I'm glad you don't.
Most people are.
That's all.
But I know a party that goes on every year that's awesome. And it's, like, in a backyard. It's got kegs. It's got a live band. So there's a bunch of the naked people there. But they don't look as cool when they're just, like, peeling it off.
Yeah.
Because they got to sit there and just peel it and peel it and peel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. That's not my speed.
Is that the rule that you must be painted?
You got to also remember something, too.
Yeah.
I mean, from the cop's point of view.
You know what? I don't know what that is. Some people, I think, are just straight. I feel like there's always an old guy just straight up naked.
But old guys get away with all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? Old guy sits across from you, like, at the beach, and you can see his pink testicles hanging there the whole time because he's old guy, so you let it go. Right?
Well, also, too, I realize the solstice is technically that weekend in June, but it's not summer here.
Right.
So the other aspect of that is the fact that maybe they should just push it ahead 1 month so at least you get some sunshine out there when those guys are out there. Because typically, if I remember correctly, it wasn't 1 year. The solstice was the day with the least daylight of any day that year or in recorded history.
No, in recorded history.
Of Seattle. So the day that's supposed to have the most sunlight got the least amount of sunlight in the history of recording.
Because it was cloudy?
It was unbelievable.
They call it solar radiation. We call it sunlight.
I can't even remember the last time we had a solstice parade where the sun was actually out.
So there's
overcast,
been a few.
Yeah, but it's just been, it seems like it's been a while. Maybe it hasn't.
Solstice parade is one of those things. Like, I have been there in jeans and a hoodie and, like, a knit cap. And I've also been there once in, well, you're right, once in shorts. And it was like, it's warm.
By the way, Ted, quick comment came in. It says, hey, Ted, a mojito is made with rum.
Yeah, by the way, I forgot to mention this yesterday. I have a friend, you guys know, you've met him before, and he texted me. He goes, I've been sober 15 years. I know it's made with rum.
That's because he's thinking about alcohol all the time because he's sober. Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Gunner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up, guys?
How are you, Gunner?
What's up, Gunner?
Positive Friday, brother.
Oh, it is indeed a positive Friday. It's about sunny and 90 in Nashville right now.
Oh, nice.
Is it humid at all?
And no humidity.
Oh, it's like 95% humidity.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, that's where you
are. You get attacked by a mosquito. How bad do people smell when you start hitting 95% humidity? Because nobody's dry. Nobody looks good. No one's in a good mood.
I mean, I wish I could give you an honest answer, but I can't smell.
Really?
To be quite frank.
Have you gotten a test?
Huh?
COVID test.
Have you had a COVID test? You've lost your sense of smell.
Oh, no. I haven't been able to smell for years.
Well, then being in Nashville in 90-degree weather with 95% humidity, perfect for you, man.
All right, you're riding in your car. How many country music stations are on the FM dial? Are there like 500? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Is it just all country music all the time?
No, it's pretty diverse. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's like five popular country stations. But, I mean, like, do you guys know the dudes from Free Beer and Hot Wings?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're down here on the rock stations.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that the beer and hot wing show? Is that what he's talking about? Or is that a different one?
Yep.
He say fever? I thought he said fever.
Free beer and hot wing.
Oh, free beer. Free beer. I was like, I don't know if I know the fever and hot wing.
Is that the one they're talking about? Like,
the spicy
the beer and
stuff.
Hot wings one. That's a solid show, man.
So Gunner, was the birthday suit, was it good or bad?
It was bad.
How bad?
Well, basically, my family has a beach cabin, and for whatever reason, one of the bathrooms in this cabin does not have a door lock. Uh-huh. And this was the incident that resulted in the universal rule of if the door is shut, somebody's in there, which we just hadn't really decided that as a family prior to this. But basically, I walked in, and then there was my grandma.
Oh, she was butt naked?
Yeah, she was in the shower.
Oh, okay. Could you see in there?
I didn't stick around long enough to tell, but it's a glass door, so I was just like, oh, my God.
How old was your grandmother at the time?
Oh, God. This was probably like maybe 8 years ago, probably like in her late 70s.
Does she look like a giant strip of uncooked bacon?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Gunner, just remember, man, one day you're going to live at the Villages in Orlando, and you're going to be knee-deep in that kind of stuff all the time. I mean, it's inevitable. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just, that's the course of life, you know what I mean?
Did she realize...
One day, man, we all moved to the Greenway.
Did she realize that you'd opened the door on her, and did you ever discuss it with her?
Well, she did realize it, and I think that we both agreed post-incident to just never speak of that ever.
Okay. My grandmother does not care about nudity. She's one of those people who just does not... She'll take a bath with the door open.
It's not that... Look, that's great.
She was a nurse, so really
to her...
We
care about their nudity. Like, I'm glad that you're cool with your 74... What'd you say? She's turning, 94 tomorrow?
94 tomorrow.
Right. I'm glad that you're cool with that, but at 94... How cool are you with that? Like, I know you're saying
know
your grandma, but if you walked in on her taking a bath, I mean, is it just, oh. How many times have you seen her naked if she's just one of those people where the door's never shut?
Oh, man. I mean, all the time. All the time. And you go, well, oh, man, I don't want to get into that. But, yeah, she had breast cancer.
All right.
So she had both of her breasts removed.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, you know, as far as her being naked, she's a little bit more protective now of being sick.
Oh, now she is.
Yeah. And my mother, she just went
I'd have been like, listen, Grandma, I understand, but like from your grandkid point of view, I'm better with it now.
So there's, and then my mom, God bless her, she just went through the similar procedure because she had some things that were, but she only, I believe, one was taken off.
All right.
So I was just thinking to myself, I've got my mom and my grandmother living in one house, and there's only one boob.
One boob.
One boob. So I don't think any one of them want me to see them naked at this point.
Thank God for you.
Exactly right.
Finally.
Finally. They closed the door now. Yay!
Silver lining.
Yeah,
Positive Friday.
No matter what the age, you don't want to see grandma naked.
No.
No.
You don't want to see anybody in their family naked.
I really do not, man.
Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
We touched on this yesterday with our men's room poll. Someone polled 2,000 drinkers, asked them what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did dumb stuff. Basically, compared to what you did, what alcohol were the majority of people on when they did that? For an example, you're most likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka. You're most likely to set something on fire after drinking tequila. Tequila also responsible for the worst hangovers. But vodka drinkers are the most likely to get naked in public. A third of people who've streaked said they were drinking vodka when it happened. And they say, well, maybe this is because younger people tend to drink more vodka.
Right.
And that's when people streak a little more. And then we get this little survey. They did a semi-scientific survey on a question. Has anyone ever flashed you their junk in public? What percentage of people do you think said, yeah, someone actually has?
At least 50.
20.
Real?
Survey also asked about the below-the-belt flashing. So if someone just pulled their shirt up, it doesn't count. 18% say they've been junk flashed. Another 2% said they prefer not to say, so count them in as well.
Yes.
Women were twice as likely to say it happened to them, probably because it's easier for guys to, quote, whip it out, and because men are scum. Only 12% of guys said it's happened to them, compared to 25% of women. Men do play that prank on each other when living together.
That's often, the thing, man. I've seen plenty of D, and somebody's always laughing about it. Mm-hmm. A few times I've seen it from a stranger. It's not so much they were flashing me. It was just inadvertently we bumped into each other the moment they had their tool out. But anytime someone's flashed me, it's someone who I knew and knew very well and counted them as a friend. And for whatever reason, like, thank you for flashing your penis at me.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and like, I've been naked with some of my friends.
Sure. Hot tubs.
Hot tubs.
That kind of shows up, man. Whatever. By the way, one of the stories you brought up earlier, Miles, was there was a guy in Germany. He's a wild boar, got a hold of his laptop computer. Mm-hmm. Naturally, this guy chases after the boar. He just happens to be naked. So we're talking about wild boars. So someone checks in and say, have you guys ever seen a wild boar? I saw one in Guam. I don't know what it is with the show. All roads lead to Guam. Says they're aggressive and terrifying. But speaking of Guam, I saw a drunk Australian sailor stuff a newspaper in his butt and light it on fire, only to have the fire get away from him as he ran into a tree and knocked himself out. Hilarious. He was buck naked with embers coming out of his ass cheeks.
Oh, God.
Love from Carrie and Everett.
Sounds like an Australian sailor.
It really does.
Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or was it bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Amber, was it good or bad?
Hello?
Yes.
Amber.
Hi. Sorry, I took my hands free off.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Hello, Amber.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome to the show.
First time using the phone.
Well, sort of.
Okay.
Just for today.
All right.
So this happened, about 10 years ago or so. I was staying at my now ex-in-laws, and I was getting ready to go to school in the morning, went up the back stairs, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll get some coffee this morning. Nope. Father-in-law was at the coffee machine, butt naked.
How'd it look?
I really did not look. I turned around as quick as I could, but I think he saw me because the scrubs I had on for school were bright pink.
Yes, he saw you then, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he saw me, but we never mentioned it.
Did you mention it to your ex?
I beeline, turned around as quick as I could, went out the back door, told my ex-husband at the time, I was like, so, I saw your dad this morning. He wasn't mad. First thing he said was, so am I bigger than my dad or what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Of course, that's such a male thing to say. I'm like,
of course it is, because we want to know.
Of course you are.
Sure.
Oh, you should have told. Oh, hell no. He's packing heat.
I mean, are you talking flaccid?
Let me ask you this. Knowing that it's because, look, if you're making coffee naked in your own home, chances are you always make coffee in your own home naked, right? So, because I don't like doing things that involve hot things while I'm naked. That's just my cautionary thing. Did it make you want to drink coffee less anytime you visited?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't drink coffee anymore.
In your life right now, do you find yourself naked a lot in the kitchen?
Yeah, I guess I have to say at my own place, yes.
I do too. I'm always naked in the kitchen. I don't know what it is about it. I'm never naked in the kitchen.
I mean, not just because I have kids. I wasn't a big, hey, I'm naked in the kitchen before I had kids. Just, I don't know. The kitchen, there's too many things. Drawers are being opened and closed. There's lots of sharp objects. There's lots of hot objects. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if anything goes wrong in here, it's much, like, I'd rather just fall through the shower than, like, bacon grease, you know, jump onto my stuff, man.
Yeah, I feel like I have shorts on if I'm in the kitchen.
Well, right. It was just crazy because my parents never, ever have walked around in their underwear.
They never even walked around their underwear? I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, they don't do it now, but when I was a kid, as a fact, I mean, my mom would be in her bathrobe, and on occasion, like, that would fall open, like, you just didn't want to finish your Frosted Flakes and that, like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad,
yeah.
I mean, he rolled out of the bedroom, all right, tighty-whitey underwear, as it was back in the day, scratching his belly, yawning like Tarzan, you know, greets you in the morning, and again, I'm just trying to enjoy a bowl of cereal. He's makes a cup of coffee, has a two-minute conversation with me, and then walks back down the hall, and I'm like, I don't think he understands how much I hate that, but now that I'm a father, I think he knew exactly how much I hated it.
Yeah, my dad did the same thing, and it, for some reason, it was like he always had to take a phone call in the morning,
right?
And he would just stand there in those tidy whities,
right, and just like, dude, come on, man.
Where do you guys think you've seen the most nudity in your lifetime? Just in a random place where it's just, and this makes sense, but it's different than other places I've been to because I probably, in my lifetime, I've been a member at, at least 10 to 15 different gyms. Right?
Sure, but it's expected.
It is expected. And there is a level of nudity when you're in your locker room, in the locker room and all that stuff. But there is nothing on this earth that compares to the nudity that goes on at a YMCA. Now, for whatever reason.
How is it different?
I'll tell you. There is typically, at least in the one that I used to go to, there was a sauna, all right, a dry sauna.
Yeah.
And there was also a steam room within the locker room.
All right.
All right. So there was a lot of, I mean, very rarely, and there was also a tub in there. Like, either it was a hot tub or a cold tub.
Okay.
I don't think kids were allowed in the steam room. I was too young at the point in time, like 12, 13 years old. But that's where I would go because they had a basketball hoop and everything else. Go to the YMCA. Everybody in that locker room was naked all the time, having conversations. It was almost like they just didn't even wear clothes. It was much different than any gym locker room I've ever been in. Much different than any athletic situation I've ever been in. It was just,
I think conversation's different. Like, it's one thing to walk to a locker room. People are going to be naked for a second, but most people make the effort when they're naked. Like, at this point, I move with the swiftness, either to, you know, put on my shorts, put on pants, whatever. And it's understood, but when you stop attempting to put on your underwear because now you want to greet me or ask what I think of the weather of the game, like, hey, bro, like, it's nothing personal, and maybe this is just me, but can you please cover your penis if we're going to engage me in conversation?
That's what I'm saying. It was like, you know,
listen, I just don't feel like talking to you right now.
I feel like once I got over 30, I became naked steam room guy. Just like sitting there, no towel covering, just kind of sitting there like, hey.
But I, man, again, and it's just, if it's a jacuzzi, a steam room, you understand that the conversation might happen there. This is a location where we are naked. So, but in the locker room, like, we're not supposed to just stand here naked. Like, this is your.
I think it depends on the locker room.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Some gyms, not that much nudity, and you put on your skivvies quick. Some gyms, with that said, I remember once being naked, I told a guy he had a cool tattoo, and he kind of gave me a weird look.
Jeez. Right?
Yeah. What was like a full back of King Kong?
Wait, yeah. You were naked when you told
him? Yeah.
I do remember.
He was naked, like, right where Miles is. And I was like, nice tattoo, bro.
Yeah. What is he like? Just like, all right, man.
Yeah. He kind of said it all with his eyes.
Okay.
Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421 Ron.
Just the timing.
It was right.
Hey,
so cool. Maybe I've changed. Maybe it's not gym to gym. Maybe as I get older, I'm just like, the hell with it.
I think it's you. Hello, Stevie. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday. Hola.
Hola. This was bad.
Okay.
All right.
Family day in Seattle. I'm driving in the city near the Space Needle. Got the whole fam with me. Auntie just came from town. She wants to go sightseeing. Get stuck on a one-way street. Now I see Big Shirley from 500 feet away, butt naked. She's in the middle of the road. She's grabbing her bosom. She's alternating them up and down.
All right.
Well, how old are your kids at the time?
My son is 10 years old.
All right.
All right.
Too bad you couldn't play like Wipeout.
It's the beginning of Hopper Teacher. All right, so she's standing there flopping her boobs up and down in the middle of the road.
You know, right now I get stuck behind this Prius. This Prius, he's dumbfounded that this woman is doing this, and he's just paused there. In awestruck, I don't know if he was taking a picture or something or just completely floored. But I'm honking at the guy to go because I see this woman. He's not going. Finally, we all creep by seeing Big Shirley in the bosoms. Auntie sees it. My family sees it. Welcome to Seattle.
That's it. Yeah.
There are a lot of naked people in this town.
Mm-hmm.
In downtown, that is when I used to live closer to where we work now. I used to live in Belltown. So I'd walk to work in the morning. And I just remember, I'm walking by, and at this point, 8th Avenue, this is pre-construction day. So, I mean, there's just nothing going on. There's all these abandoned buildings. And I thought I saw a piece of a pale white ass for a second. Then it kind of disappeared. And I'm like, okay, that's just me seeing things. And I get up to this corner, and there's this woman, and she's shooting heroin. But she's shooting it into her ass, okay? So her pants are all the way down, and her back is to me. But she's kind of rocking back and forth in like this little stairwell kind of thing. And I walk by, and then I'm like, go back and say something. You know, so I kind of double back. I'm like, hey. She turned around, and that was the first mistake. Because her pants are still down. I just want to tell her, like, look, you got to get the needle out of your ass, right? You're on the public. Like, right. The cops are going to see whatever. Like, I don't care what you're doing. It's just more you. Clearly, you're out of it. So I'm like, hey, man. And this woman turns around, and now it looks like she has, you know, like a buckwheat and a leg lock. And I'm just like, oh, God.
No.
You know, but she's still swaying. But now I've got her attention. I have asked her, so she's making eyes with me like, okay, now I have to finish my statement. And I'm trying not. I'm like, just don't look down. Not because it was great looking, but it's one of those things where you're like, I cannot believe. But it's like, you ever like go by an abandoned house and you're like, wow, man, they need to mow that lawn. Like that kind of, it was like this. It just looked like, you know, nature had taken over. And I'm like, I don't know if you know this, that there's a needle in your butt. I was just going to say, take it out. I'm like, please pull up your pants. Like, thank you. I don't know if she did or if she didn't.
Probably forgot like 5 seconds later.
Remember at the old building, the one day there was a dude sleeping like when you'd walk out the front door, right? And there was that driveway across the way.
Yes.
And there's like a, not a pillar, but kind of a taller part of the wall.
Yeah.
And he was just sleeping there, but his butt was out. Like, it might still be on my Twitter.
Oh well, that's all right. A hair club in Castle walked by there one night, and there was a woman vigorously masturbating out in front of the building.
But on the stairs that lead to the front door.
Oh,
so it's not like,
like,
to get into the building, you had to go up these stairs, right? And there's a handrail that divides them in two, and I guess... She's sitting, like, you had to go around her, and Castle said, man, she just had her pants down and looked like a DJ scratching the record, you know, but
said wiki.
Now you know how Tom Morello got inspired.
Right. Just like, God.
Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Someone says, I just saw a homeless lady pull her pants down. Oh, God. And pull out her tampon and throw it on the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Says it's 25 minutes ago in Queen Anne, which, oddly enough, is right next to the Space Needle. Mm-hmm. That is, it's unfortunate, all right? So most cities, if you go to, like, their tourist trap, they do everything they can to make it look like their city's better than it is. It's kind of like when you go to a job interview. You've shaved. You ironed your shirt. That's what most tourist traps are. I don't know what it is when you get near the Space Needle, right? All the streets that kind of go around Seattle Center,
mm-hmm.
you will see things that you have never seen before, and either you're amused or you're horrified or kind of both. But, like, there's a gas station right there, which walking in there is a crapshoot because the guy in line behind you might be naked. You don't know, and you're not that surprised. That is an odd, odd part of the city.
There's
man.
A perfect storm of stuff going on there. There's a convenience store that's very popular with zombies. There's a fast food place.
Right. Everything you need to make sure that everyone around you is going to make you uncomfortable, they put it right there. And then the fun forest.
Mm-hmm. Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
So, long-time listener, I've called a bunch.
Good. Good. There you go. Okay.
Memorable.
All right. So, when I was 14 years old, my grandmother took me to Italy.
Nice.
And, yeah. And so, we were in Florence at this lookout, and I decided to walk down the hill to get a different scene or a different, you know, angle or whatever.
Well, view.
So I'm alone, and there, right there was this naked man with this, well, just this man, hairy man with his pants down into his ankles, and completely took me by surprise, and it scarred me for the rest of my life.
Wait.
So now whenever... Now, whenever I have sex with my husband, I see the naked hairy man.
Wait a minute. You're telling me when you
married
have
a hairy
sex
guy. Yeah.
With your husband now, that naked hairy Italian man still crosses your mind?
No, it was a bad joke.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. All right. Well, how was he doing for himself?
I don't remember. I just remember screaming, and he ran and jumped in the bushes.
It's like European Vacation.
I did not have that experience in Italy, and I will say the people I saw in Italy, man, oh man.
Would you have wanted to see the majority of them naked?
I cannot explain. And look, we weren't in Florence. We were down like in the boot part, but the ugliest people there were me. You know, I mean, like the mm-hmm. people there are good looking. But that said, the cruise I'm on, there's a lot of Europeans on this cruise, okay? So Europeans are one of two things. They are either rail thin and in perfect shape, right? Or they are the exact opposite of that. And there was this guy, and we saw him every day of the week that we're on this boat, and it was out at the pool, you know, and there's hundreds of people that go to this massive pool. And this guy would come down, towel over his shoulder, right? Real nice guy, but in Europe, you know, like the things they wear to swim in, we would call like our banana hammocks, right? I mean, like, and that's standard. And you got used to seeing that guys, women, it didn't matter. You kind of got used to it. And frankly, some of those women, the bikinis they wore, I'm like, this is freaking awesome. They have zero concerns about it. Now, again, keep in mind, the other 50%, they're wearing the same size bikini and probably shouldn't. But this guy, and my wife's nudging me in points, and there's this big, massive bald dude, uglier than hell, and I mean, he is massive, but because he's wearing these tight little white briefs, the way his belly hung, it looked like he was naked. So the first day we walked down, we were like, is this guy naked? We honestly couldn't tell. When he turned around to throw his towel over the chair, I mean, you saw like the faintest of white going into his butt crack. So I'm like, well, the good news is he's not naked. The bad news is he might as well be. Like, they could have told, dude, you don't even need the trunks.
I don't even want to order this hamburger now.
Oh, dude, it was all, but the thing is, he lay there and sunned himself, and you're like, oh, my God. Like, we need to get different seats. Because you couldn't stop staring at this guy, but you don't want to see him, you know?
I like him.
I liked his spirit.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. He was a nice guy, towel over the shoulder. Towel over the shoulder guy's happy guy.
He was also a smoker, because he bummed a cigarette for me one time, and he had to go to this little area. And you could still see the pool, and see his giant ass walking over, and asked me if I had a cigarette, and I'm just like, yeah.
Sure.
Like, we chatted. Mm-hmm. I said, he's nice. Just wanted to tell him, dude, you're bothering
Where me. Where was he from?
I believe he was from Spain, as best I could tell. Nice. He was large, large man.
Who did you see in the birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah, sometimes with those little Speedos, it's like, does it make them look even bigger?
No. You know, right. Honestly, it really didn't, man, because trust me, as a guy, it's like, oh, man. Because, look, my wife's there. I know she's checking them out, too, but I'm like, all right, okay, that guy might be a problem. The rest of them, all right.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's like, you know, when the sausage gets out of the casing.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so commercial fishing up in Alaska, and we were going pretty much town to town, checking out all the different natural hot springs that they got. And a few of them you had to be naked in, and a few you had to wear shorts. And so the one we went to, there was a group of four of us. A couple of us stayed behind, smoked some bowls, and while we were waiting, there was a group of about 20 people that passed us. And so like, okay, cool. We get up to the spring, and I'm sitting next to my buddy who had gone up before us, and he realized he was the only one that was naked. And he went to get out and change, and also at the same time, simultaneously, there was someone who had a flare gun and shot the flare when my buddy was standing out of the pool, and everyone turned and looked and saw him. So that was a pretty interesting surprise, I'm sure, for him and everybody else that was sitting at the pool.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I'd be like, I don't know if I'd do a group outing where I knew, like, me and my friends were all going to go get naked for the day. Like, hey, man, let's go to that naked spa and hang out for 3 or 4 hours, just bro down.
That wouldn't bother me. Yeah, but the problem is, if no one else is naked, it's right, like, exactly, okay, yeah. Now we're just a group of naked dudes. It's one thing if we show up and it's a nude beach, you're like, all
right,
well.
Right, I'm with you. If all four of us are going somewhere and everybody's got to be naked for the spa, cool. But if it's like we you get three are wearing clothes and I'm the only naked dude, yeah. Like, this is odd.
That right. Would be the setup. That would absolutely be the setup. Come on, Ted. We don't just have the robes on. Like, Ted, what are you doing, man?
Well, I told you, man. You know what? It's granted, Burning Man, you see a lot of nude people.
Sure.
But the weirdest one is the dudes that just wear shorts or shirts with no pants.
I don't know why that bothers me
even,
more.
Do you know, how long does it take you to even notice? I mean, you notice right away?
You notice right away.
Okay, I was going to say, like, you're talking to someone, you're like, wait a minute.
And does it just become like background sight after a while? Or
no, they're like, they travel together and stuff.
Oh, like that is their thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of them. And over the years, it's grown. Like,
who wants to join that club?
Right. Look, I don't know.
Are they the Donald Duckers?
Right. The Winnie the Poohers? I mean, there's something
there's
that makes
term
that worse.
For it, but I can't say it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. And did you ever get naked at Burning Man?
Was I? No, probably not walking around naked. I pretty much just wore jorts the whole time.
How about Meltdown?
No, I've never been naked in that river.
Okay.
Trying to think if I've been naked in a body of water. Like, I've been naked in pools and hot tubs.
Well, you said you went skinny dipping once because your buddy's girlfriend
had
big
ocean.
Boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, and she was going to go skinny dipping, so we all went skinny dipping.
Because she had big boobs.
Correct.
Right.
I've never been skinny dipping. I don't. Well, no, I have. I take
I'd
that
recommend
back.
It anywhere else besides the ocean at night.
Yes.
Terrifying.
It was worth seeing the boobs, but man, I was terrified.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or was it bad? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.